centralizētais eksāmens angļu valodā 9. klasē.
Hello. This is the listening part of your exam in English. It will consist of 3 tasks. You will hear the texts twice.
Task 1. You have a minute to read the task.
One.
Hey, Betty, I've heard about your test in chemistry. Don't worry, next time you'll do better. If you want, I can help you prepare.
Two.
Hello. Attention. Please stand back. The train now approaching platform 3 does not stop here, but moves on.
Three.
Hi. I'd like to get a medium-sized flat latte with a bagel and chocolate muffin to go, please.
4.
Hi, Jesse. What was the homework that Ms. Mack asked us to write down? I completely forgot to do it. Please and thank you.
5.
Hi there. I would like to see Dr. Lipnick this Friday. Is it possible? Thanks. I'll see you then.
You have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time. One.
Hey, Betty, I've heard about your test in chemistry. Don't worry, next time you'll do better. If you want, I can help you prepare.
Two.
Hello. Attention. Please stand back. The train now approaching platform 3 does not stop here, but moves on.
Three.
Hi. I'd like to get a medium-sized flat latte with a bagel and chocolate muffin to go, please.
4.
Hi, Jesse. What was the homework that Ms. Mack asked us to write down? I completely forgot to do it. Please and thank you.
5. Hi there. I would like to see Dr. Lipnick this Friday. Is it possible? Thanks. I'll see you then. You have 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task one. Go on to task two. You have 1 minute to read the task. One, I cycled over 7,000 kilometres and it was definitely a change of pace. I was aware of the fact that I was living a different life and I had to rely on people's hospitality to find food and places to sleep. The key thing was to create relationships with people around me. Two, the first couple of months were hard. I downloaded some motivational talks from YouTube on my phone, and I had to listen to those every day to remind myself why I was doing it and to keep strong, because I was crying at least once an hour, every hour. 3. I think it was when I got to Paraguay, and as I was cycling along, everyone was waving, everyone was smiling, because they were so happy to see me. And having loads and loads of people around me was just so rewarding, made me so happy. Whereas before, people weren't always that enthusiastic to see me. 4. When I was just finishing up school, an older friend of mine went traveling around Thailand, and it was then I thought, oh, that sounds really fun. I want to do that. And then when I left school, I decided to go and follow a different path and explore the world. 5. Well, I'm getting married in 2 months, which is an exciting challenge in itself. But then, after that, we've got another one that we're planning. But everyone will have to follow me on Instagram and Twitter to find out what that is. You have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time. 1. I cycled over 7,000 kilometres and it was definitely a change of pace. I was aware of the fact that I was living a different life and I had to rely on people's hospitality to find food and places to sleep. The key thing was to create relationships with people around me. 2. The first couple of months were hard. I downloaded some motivational talks from YouTube on my phone, and I had to listen to those every day to remind myself why I was doing it and to keep strong, because I was crying at least once an hour, every hour. 3. I think it was when I got to Paraguay, and as I was cycling along, everyone was waving, everyone was smiling, because they were so happy to see me. And having loads and loads of people around me was just so rewarding, made me so happy. Whereas before, people weren't always that enthusiastic to see me. 4. When I was just finishing up school, an older friend of mine went traveling around Thailand, and it was then I thought, oh, that sounds really fun. I want to do that. And then when I left school, I decided to go and follow a different path and explore the world. 5. Well, I'm getting married in 2 months, which is an exciting challenge in itself. But then, after that, we've got another one that we're planning. But everyone will have to follow me on Instagram and Twitter to find out what that is. You have 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task 2. Go on to task 3. You have 1 minute to read the task.
Jigsaw puzzles have been around for hundreds of years and have evolved over time to become the popular pastime we know today. It is generally thought that the first commercial jigsaws were made by a British engraver, John Spilsbury, in about 1766. To create his puzzle, Spilsbury glued a map onto a flat piece of wood and cut it into pieces, following the borders of the countries. These early puzzles were known as dissections, and their primary goal was to help children with their geography education. Puzzles for adults emerged around 1900. However, they weren't accessible to all. As they were made of wood and handcrafted, these initial puzzles were extremely expensive. At the start of the 20th century, a 500-piece puzzle cost $5. If we convert that into today's money, it's the equivalent of $130. The puzzles of those days were also quite a challenge because they had no guide picture on the box. If the title was misleading, the true subject could remain a mystery until the last pieces were fitted into place. The invention of special saws made it easier to mass-produce puzzles. Because of their close association with the sewing machine, those saws were mostly operated by women. Jigsaw puzzles have been part of several crazes. By 1933, puzzle manufacturers were making 10 million puzzles a week, a majority of which were advertising puzzles. A player would spend hours putting together an image of a brand name product. This was also the time when puzzle contests became popular. People would visit libraries and work through challenging puzzles, competing for a monetary prize. As the economy began to recover, interest in puzzles declined. In the 21st century, jigsaw puzzles are gaining popularity again, partly due to the wish to both use social media and disconnect from it. On the one hand, people enjoy following social media accounts that feature puzzle progress and completion. On the other hand, puzzling gives people a chance to step away from electronic devices. Apart from being beneficial for problem-solving skills and hand-eye coordination, doing puzzles is also a relaxing activity, as jigsaw puzzles ask you to slow down and complete a concrete task.
You have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
Jigsaw puzzles have been around for hundreds of years and have evolved over time to become the popular pastime we know today. It is generally thought that the first commercial jigsaws were made by a British engraver, John Spilsbury, in about 1766. To create his puzzle, Spilsbury glued a map onto a flat piece of wood and cut it into pieces, following the borders of the countries. These early puzzles were known as dissections, and their primary goal was to help children with their geography education. Puzzles for adults emerged around 1900. However, they weren't accessible to all. As they were made of wood and handcrafted, these initial puzzles were extremely expensive. At the start of the 20th century, a 500-piece puzzle cost $5. If we convert that into today's money, it's the equivalent of $130. The puzzles of those days were also quite a challenge because they had no guide picture on the box. If the title was misleading, the true subject could remain a mystery until the last pieces were fitted into place. The invention of special saws made it easier to mass produce puzzles. Because of their close association with the sewing machine, those saws were mostly operated by women. Jigsaw puzzles have been part of several crazes. By 1933, puzzle manufacturers were making 10 million puzzles a week, a majority of which were advertising puzzles. A player would spend hours putting together an image of a brand name product. This was also the time when puzzle contests became popular. People would visit libraries and work through challenging puzzles, competing for a monetary prize. As the economy began to recover, interest in puzzles declined. In the 21st century, jigsaw puzzles are gaining popularity again, partly due to the wish to both use social media and disconnect from it. On the one hand, people enjoy following social media accounts that feature puzzle progress and completion. On the other hand, puzzling gives people a chance to step away from electronic devices. Apart from being beneficial for problem-solving skills and hand-eye coordination, doing puzzles is also a relaxing activity, as jigsaw puzzles ask you to slow down and complete a concrete task.
You have 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task 3 and the whole listening test.